Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona, and shuffling into the studio as the on-air light comes on. Hypothetically, anyway, Jen, you got into your seat. You're behind the microphone. You got the headphones on. Seems like you're ready to rock and roll.
Well, I am, but then I sat down and I realized that I forgot my crackers at the end of the hall. So,
well, if you want a filibuster here, I could run down and get those crackers.
I didn't miss my crackers.
What about Daniel? Daniel, how are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. Feeling good. Feeling fresh.
Yeah. I think we're all kind of on that kick. I'm ready to, get through tomorrow and head into that home stretch of the week before we get to Saturday, which is my favorite day of the week, and I get to go on the air, and then I don't have to do anything at all for like two straight days, and it's an awesome feeling. I didn't really have to do anything at all. I guess I had some reading that I could have gotten done, but Jen, you presented an alternate plan.
Yeah, I didn't even know the Diamondbacks were playing the Padres, and I got a notification that the game would be starting in like 40 minutes. And I was like, I wonder how stupid expensive tickets are because the Padres. And I looked, and tickets were kind of expensive.
They were.
Except for like these two.
What you purchased.
That were not super expensive. And I'm like, certainly this has to be wrong. So I was expecting like the order to be canceled. I was literally expecting just get an email. Like they were listing incorrectly, my bad.
Okay.
But then 90 seconds later, we had tickets. So, we went to the Diamondbacks game.
And it's probably what, like 26 minutes later, we were in our seats at Chase Field.
Yeah, I bought the tickets for a 6:40 game at 6:05. And then we spent like 10 or 15 minutes cleaning up dinner and getting ready to go. And then, we got there. We missed the top of the first.
We didn't really miss it. We had some people we stopped to see. We have some regulars that we see at the ballpark, including our good friend Steve on the it's like the Lexus Club now, I think. But that second story bar. And we got to our seats, and we missed Lourdes Gurriel home run. But by the time we got home, we got to see him do it again. That game still tied in the 11th inning now. All right, we're going to go do a break. It's Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headline.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich now sitting across from me. He went down the hall to grab my crackers because I'm a toddler who needs to have my crackers to get through my segment. And then Daniel Ogden up in studio. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at Girl of Many Hats, and of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. Y'all hear that Sirius is giving Howard Stern the boot?
Sirius and Howard Stern are breaking up.
Yeah. His contract ends at the end of the year, and they're just like, meh.
What's it been there? How long has he been over there? 25 years?
Yeah, 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
And he was...
2006.
Okay. And that's... yeah, that kind of lines up with things. I mean, I can remember, you know, he became like the king of terrestrial radio stations. He came to Cleveland and somebody cut their station off because they were, you know, the 100.7 Classic Rock. It was, you know, it was WMMS, the buzzard in Cleveland. And they, somebody cut the electric line on Stern Station while they were having this big death of WMMS rally at WNCX, and NCX gets shut down, and somebody actually went to jail for it because it's like, you know, some kind of federal charge for sabotaging communication devices. But
I think we should be expecting a call from Sirius.
Oh,
they,
you
they
mean
have, they have a show to fill? Yeah.
Well, we've been there before.
That could be raunchy.
I don't know if we can carry it at nine, you know, at whatever. But from what I understand, and I was never a fan of his show. Never a follower of him by any stretch.
I mean, the stretch for free speech and being able to not be censored and to be able to be as raunchy and filthy and dirty as you want it to be. You know, you gotta appreciate that. But
fair
all
enough.
The rest of it, just horrible train wreck.
Again, not a big follower of the show. I had friends that were all over it, but
he had was it Beetlejuice? He had a Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. He had Stuttery John. He had, you know, Robin Quivers, of course. And I don't remember not a fan.
Yeah.
not a fan.
Yeah.
Probably know about as much as anybody that's seen the movie Private Parts knows about the.
I've still never seen that movie.
The Howard Stern Show. Eh. You know, he plays himself. He's in his 40s playing himself as a teenager and as a college student. So,
no, it sounds sexy.
Yeah. It's kind of tough to, you know, to tread those waters. But interesting. They've, you know, they've made some splashes at Sirius. They brought over, you know, they broke up Mike and Mad Dog in New York, and, you know, they gave Mad Dog his own platform, and, you know, Mad Dog spun that into TV. I'm not sure what's left of that radio station. We were on like 203 and 211 for a period of time on the Sirius XM. Of course, we could never verify it except when we were in the middle of Iowa. And
you had like a rental car that it included the Sirius because right. Our cars don't have it and we're not furnished it.
And the only reason that we're even up that late and in the vehicle was because we'd seen a Iowa Cubs game in Des Moines and we had not made lodging accommodations.
Which weren't hard. I mean, we had a phone. I mean, I could have booked something online. Correct. But like, we weren't far away from my buddy's house. We knew they were going to still be up. So I'm just like, dude, you mind if we crash at your house?
Yeah.
Just prove the extra, like, 3 hours or whatever.
And it was worth driving through the night rather than waking up at, like, 8 or 9 the next morning and then having to do the 5-hour drive.
Yeah.
It was cool just to...
Yeah, well, quickly.
To knock it out, but you know, I do remember there was Phil in on the show. I decided to call in,
yeah.
And you know, Scott, who's very familiar with us, but you know, picked up the phone and I got to rap a little bit on my show while I was not hosting my overnight show. So
yeah.
it was cool, and that was really in the infancy of us doing it. It was less than a year in because I'm gonna say that I started filling in for Jerry, yeah. Late September of 2017, and I think that I was told to stop saying that I was filling in for him when we got to, like, October, and it just became, you know, my time slot and eventually our time slot, and it was the collective hour time slot with, you know, with Daniel here on board. Headlines, dude. I know we talked a lot off of the air about it. Have we brought this to the air? Have we brought the, you know, stop playing basketball on our dildo range?
I don't think we have.
To the air. So, strike three, right? Our
third, you know, dildoing.
We've nailed three of them now.
Yeah.
Nailing threes, like Shane Gillis.
I don't know how none of them have just, like, stuck upright.
Oh, have they all fallen in?
Yeah, they've all just flaccidly flopped across the court.
So
like,
yeah.
I just feel like it, now that it's been three, I feel like at least one of them should have stuck kind of like to the court upright and kind of like a bobblehead a little bit.
Yeah, you didn't have the Goonies involved. You know, they like to, you know, make sure that the penis is you know, fully erect and upright. But it's three times now, and I think that this is going to be a trend. I think that anything that these women ask for, they're going to get the opposite of, because they have the popularity. They have a little bit of popularity. That thing goes away if Caitlin Clark walks away from the WNBA and says, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to go on the road and it's going to be Caitlin versus or something like that, where she's not part of a community, but that's not what she wants. She wants to be part of a basketball team. She wants to play basketball in its traditional sense, but it's just, you know, pay us what you owe us. Well, okay, that's going to be kind of tough because, you know, we can't really profit share when we're in the red because that would be called debt sharing.
I saw somebody trying to argue today that the WNBA is in debt because they keep expanding. Like, if they weren't expanding and trying to expand, they would be making profit. I don't see
no.
how that's possible.
What do they start off with? Like 6 teams, 8 teams?
So it has been now since, when did we looked it up. It was like 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember how many teams were. It's 6 or 8, probably.
Okay, so initial expansion.
To, pull up the Bing machine and go to Wikipedia. Made by both of them now? No, still just Bing.
It's just, you know, at what point do you stop making excuses to just say, hey, this doesn't work without, you know, it being attached to something greater than it, which is the NBA. Without the NBA co-sponsoring the league, it goes under like every other, you know, women's faction, with most women's factions. Like the WUSA is, you know, 25 years ago, but it was a thing. It was a women's professional soccer league, and it did not last. We've had football. We've had football offshoots of the NFL go belly up. You know, the only reason
them like come by, have like a quarter of a season, go away, and come back again and have a quarter of a season and go away. We've seen some of these organizations come and go twice.
Yeah, and I don't know what the answer. I don't know if maybe you could sell it like the JV varsity game and have the WNBA game like at like 6 and then have the main event at 8, or would that be am I over mansplaining this?
So it began with 8 teams.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird because at least one of these cities is not have a team currently, but getting a team. So it started with 8. They're currently at 13. They're hoping to have 18 by 2030. We had the Charlotte Sting, the Cleveland Rockers, the Houston Comets, New York Liberty, Eastern, and then Angeles Sparks, Phoenix Mercury, Sacramento Monarchs, and Utah Stars with 2 Z's, not to be confused with like Brazers or whatever. And then in the Western Conference. And then obviously they kind of expanded out there. I'm not going to read where all these teams went and moved to, but obviously Cleveland had a team at some point, and now you guys are getting a team again.
They folded.
Yeah, you guys are one of the additional teams that will be coming to town by 2030.
Well, yeah.
This is a long Wikipedia article about something no one really cares about.
All right. Speaking of things that no one really cares about, we've got some ads coming your way. We'll be back on the other side of more Sports Overnight America. It's the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Sports Overnight America. You're here with us on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we go all around it. We like baseball. Jen and I were at a game tonight, just sitting in the 200 sections. What did you say when we were getting our tickets scanned in? We were with the regular people in the 200s.
Yeah. Because there's, like, actual suites. Like, the owner suites up there, corporate suites. Like, there are actual suites.
Right.
Where you get, like, foods and drinks, and, like, people actually come and hang out with you.
Yeah. Like, we were on
the suite. We just had, like, seats. Yeah.
Yeah. But you made, it was very important that you meet the, people. You know, the guy that created
We were, like,
stuff.
Media or, the awesome suites.
Yeah. We're just in regular seats on on the suite level.
Yeah, I don't really, because I've never on that side of the 200s, closer back right field over there. I don't actually know what's up there.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know if we were walking through stuff that wasn't really our area before, because I'm never over that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm at the 200s. I'm either all you can eat or, you know, along third base.
Understood. And that's,
park in the same lot, come in the same way, like creature of habit.
Right. I understand. Shifting gears a little bit, the NCAA tournament, which has been at 68 teams for a few years now.
Yeah.
You know, they went from 64 from like 1985 until 12, maybe 15 years ago. And then they added a 65th team, and then they decided, with one play-in game is fun, let's do four. And cool. But we've got 16 seeds having to play their way into Thursday and Friday, and I don't think that's cool. They're automatic seeds. You put your at-larges on Tuesday and Wednesday in Dayton. You get middling Big 12 teams against Big 10 teams, against maybe a halfway decent Big East. But my thought on this, and I'll sell this take, whether it's March or, as the case is, August, the NCAA tournament, I think that it would behoove them, and you could really sell Tuesday and Wednesday as an event, or you make that first week go from Thursday through the following Monday and Tuesday in order to accommodate the extra games. But I'm telling you, you do play-in games for 7, for 8, for 9, and 10. You leave your automatic bids alone, and then your true last four in are going to have to play in. Your first four out in a normal situation, they're going to get a chance to play in. So you're basically going to have four seeds. You're basically going to have a full slate of games. You're going to have 16 teams trying to play into, you're going to have 32 teams trying to play into 16 seeds. And again, they're just going to play each other. So they're not playing against, the teams that are one seeds. They're going to play against, they're going to play their 7-10 games. They're going to play their 8-9 games. And that's all I'm asking. And more likely than not, they're going to get blown out in the second round by the, one or two seed. And that's why, you put, possibly the best. It's the best worst case scenario is that you're going to have an 8 or you're going to have a 9 beat an 8 and have to play a 1 in the Sweet 16. If you have a 7 and 10, the 7 and 10, the best case that a 2 is going to have to play is a 7, which makes sense when the field goes from 16 to 8. And the worst seeded team they're going to have to play in the second round is a 10. So they're going to be kept honest a little bit after maybe having a cupcake earlier in the week. But I think the teams that are Cinderella stories, generally their teams hovering around 500, were in the middle of their very poor conference and got hot. And those teams that get hot, maybe they just get hot enough to beat the middling competition that they're playing against. But, maybe they've actually got the hot hand and they're better than their record was throughout the season. And they're playing their best basketball in the month of March. They could surprise people. Not surprise people all the way to the end, because there's no chance of that. I'm talking 15s and 16s. I think that we've seen 11s. I think it was VCU that was an 11 that was a play-in that advanced all the way to the Final Four. So never say never, but you get down to your 15 upsets, your 2, and they're probably going to get smoked by the 7 on Sunday or Saturday, depending on how they play. So I kind of like the tournament staying at what it is, but I feel like, if you're going to have 4 play-in games, play into 9 and 10. Maybe 11. They've been playing into 11. They've been playing into 12. I'm down with that. Playing into 16, I think you take away an opportunity. And, because the Dayton experience is a much lesser experience than, playing on CBS. Well, playing on the family of networks, I suppose, on Thursday or Friday morning. So leaving the tournament alone, it's good for me. You get rid of Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm down with it. You expand it a little bit, do it the right way, and I fear that it wouldn't be done because getting rid of Northwestern State or Canisius, before you get to the games that everybody takes days off work to watch. I don't like it. I just don't really dig that. You're not going to see me go to that college basketball well too often, especially during the off season or very often, even in the season. We got a bunch of drama in the NFL. One site, I think it was Yahoo. Was it Yahoo? Was it ESPN? Was it CBS? Said Steelers quarterback hurts hand. And I read it to Daniel and Jen here, I just remember saying, okay, the way that they wrote this headline, there's no way that this is Aaron Rodgers. And it reminded me of the Will Howard, and get well soon, Will Howard, I suppose. He's a Steeler, so I don't really care. But, Will Howard and not Aaron Rodgers, because we do clickbait headlines. And while a possibility remains that, Will Howard could be the actual, or that Aaron Rodgers could be a Steelers quarterback that got hurt in practice, it wouldn't have been, just kind of clickbaited on CBS Sports or Yahoo or wherever I saw it. It's, I think it's dishonest at best, and at worst, it's, it's pretty, it's a pretty slimy type of action. But regardless of that, no ill will on the Ohio State national championship quarterback. Jordan Addison being out for 3 games for substance abuse, that hurts the Vikings right out of the gate. And I always want to, I always want to give them a little bit more credit than they're due. But, they screwed up the Stephon Diggs situation. I think they're good with Justin Jefferson, but they always just have something that trips them up before they get out of the starting gates. And even when they have a magnificent start, they seem to stumble to the finish. You know, famous last words were, you know, Minnesota and Detroit thinking that they were going to see each other in 2 weeks after they played a competitive game in week 17. And neither one of them advanced to the NFC championship. So it's, you know, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. I don't know if I have, you know, if I should spout out any more cliches, but smelling salts. Smelling salts. Jen, have you ever been have you ever taken a smelling salt?
No, I don't think so.
To revive yourself. I've never been like really knocked unconscious to it, you know, because they weren't using smelling salts when I was, Humpty Dumpty took a fell on the ice, was I?
No.
But I do remember like smelling them, not in a situation where I needed them, and it is strong. And some of these guys say that they count on them. I kind of worry where their consciousness is at, and I wonder if that's the reason that the NFL is banning these ammonia inhalers and smelling salts. You catch any wind of this, Daniel?
No, I didn't, but that's interesting.
The league claims, among other things, that ammonia inhalers can potentially mask signs of a concussion. And that makes perfect sense because, you know, they're usually when you, you know, you got the wind knocked out of you to bring you back or when you get your bell rung. Maybe the NFL does care about safety in some ways. Finally, it's just kind of a little late in the game for them to finally step up on that realm. So, all right, time to say what's up to everybody listening on the AF. And you're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we will be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America. We appreciate you staying up with us. If you're catching us on the replay, we're live at 10 p.m. Pacific time on Sports Overnight America here. You get Jen and I on Monday and Tuesday nights and at various times on other days throughout the week. It's just not live. But with that being said, we are coming up on football season. I think that we started the preseason in July this year. It was the last day of July, but still July nonetheless. And it was the Hall of Fame game. So it was football, but it was kind of a shadow of what you come to expect from a football game. And even in a meaningless game, this one was all Chargers. And I don't think that that says anything of what we can expect from the 2025 Detroit Lions. If you ever use a preseason game to take analysis on what you might see in the upcoming season, I think that if a player stinks and you watch them stink in the preseason, it's possible that they stink, but it's also possible that they do not stink and that they are just working out some kinks, that they're rookies. So I take zero stock in anything that happens in August, and that same principle applies to July. But, we are at a period where there's drama and there's paper transactions that are going to excite us. And after a year absence that he spent with the Chicago Bears, Keenan Allen returning to the Chargers, spent 12 seasons with them before playing 2024 with the Bears, and he'll return for a 13th with the Chargers, 14th in the league. And I just feel like I'm getting very, very old because I very much remember him playing receiver at Cal, at Berkeley. And, to think that this guy's entering his 14th season in the league, I didn't watch him in college, like it was in my mind, quote unquote, like yesterday. Daniel, anything on Keenan Allen?
I do know one of my friends went to Cal with him. He took a class that Keenan Allen was enrolled in. I think he said he showed up to class about two times. Miraculously, he got an A, though.
Okay. Well, I don't know what Cal's record would have been that season, but I don't know that win-loss record matters when, you got to keep the guys enrolled in the school to play for the university's interscholastic athletics. He's only 33, so, he was a young player when he first came into the league. 70 passes for 744 yards a year ago, so he's got some worth to him. Is he still a Pro Bowl caliber player? Well, it depends on how many people decide that they're injured or that they cannot go. What else we got going on in the sports universe here? Shedeur Sanders is going to start Cleveland's first preseason game against Carolina, and I think that we're going to see a lot of Shedeur Sanders, and we're going to see a lot of Dylan Gabriel. And now that they've added Snoop Huntley, I think that it's possible we're going to see some Tyrone Huntley probably working with the third team or stepping up if to kind of displace one of the two rookies, the third round rookie from Oregon or the fifth round rookie from Colorado. But first snaps of the game, we're going to see Shedeur Sanders under center for the Cleveland Browns. More likely probably in the shotgun for the Cleveland Browns. And I'm very curious what the long-term plan is, especially if they have their eyes on Dillon Gabriel. Dillon Gabriel is, by all accounts, struggling to get down the offense with and the footwork and a lot of intangibles. That's somebody they invested a third-round pick in. I think that they have a lot of hope for the future with Dillon Gabriel. And, it wasn't like they wanted two quarterbacks. It was just Andrew Berry saw best player available two rounds later. And they took Shedeur Sanders. Daniel, what you watched it unfold in real time. I had to read a text message from you that alluded to it when it happened on, not on draft day, but the day three, Saturday of the NFL draft.
Yeah, it was Saturday. I mean, I think everybody was just watching his fall and trying to figure out how late he'd go. I don't know that anybody thought that the Browns were going to pick him after picking Dillon Gabriel.
Right. And after trading out of the two spot where people thought that he might should be selected, works out for your Jacksonville Jaguars, who end up with Travis Hunter, who could be a generational type of player, but a lot of draft capital goes to the Cleveland Browns, and they only had to drop two spots to take Mason Graham out of Michigan, and there's definitely mixed reviews with him out of the gate. And actually, I'm looking forward to seeing Mason Graham play. Probably will not see him play next to Myles Garrett until the games start to count when they play Cincinnati in week one. But I'm just going to say, because he's on the team and because there is zero risk, there's zero investment in me saying that I hope that Shedeur Sanders succeeds, but I would qualify that with, I just want to see someone on the Cleveland roster step up and be a capable quarterback in this league. And maybe he's not on the roster. Maybe we've got to wait until 2026 to see him with Cleveland or longer, or forever. But I'm not throwing shade at Shedeur. I think that he's got an uphill battle because we have to, I think I have to take it at face value. He's a fifth round pick. There's Brock Purdy's and there's Tom Brady's out there, but there are a lot of number one overall picks. There are a lot of first round picks that end up being busts. So if a fifth round pick doesn't pan out, it's not the end of the world. In fact, it's not even a big surprise. But Sanders is not a typical fifth round pick. Let's not overinflate his value and say he should have been a number two pick or even a day one, a first or second round pick. Had he been taken late in the second, early in the third round, I don't think that people would have talked about collusion quite like they did, that he ends up falling to Cleveland in the fifth. There were plenty of teams. Every team had probably three or four chances to grab him, if not five or six. And Cleveland took him strategically very late, to where they are under no obligation to keep him for week one, year two, or anything else going forward. I feel like I've heard a lot about his flaws. And I feel, because I take those at face value as well, that it is not a slam dunk that he will, again, meet any expectation, make the week one roster. I don't think that he holds any trade value, because Cleveland took him in the fifth. He might have gone undrafted if they didn't do that. So he's holding a trade value. So, he's either going to be a project for you, or you're going to release him and make him somebody else's project. Hopefully. I mean, I think somebody would at least take a flyer on him. Did he screw up the interview process? I think that it's increased. The the more the days pass, the way that he is doing all the right things off the field in Cleveland indicates that he knows that he's got an image to repair. And, you know, you don't repair what you don't believe is broken. And the draft might have been a humbling process. And it probably cost him millions of dollars. But I don't know. I don't know what to think of the smoke and mirrors leading up to the draft. Did anybody actually think that he was the number two overall pick or even a first round talent? A lot of people that don't work for the NFL front offices seem to think so. But I'm going to just tend to sway away from my media brethren here and go with the scouting departments that, it's their full-time job. And, you know, if writers make wrong predictions, it's kind of looked at a little bit sideways. But if NFL executive if NFL executives make bad decisions, people lose their jobs. And usually those, it's an entire scouting department. There is grandiose collateral damage to when you screw up, when you're actually accountable. So was Shedeur Sanders a number two overall pick? He wasn't. He wasn't. He was literally a fifth round pick. Should he have been in the green room on day one? Was there any way that with a perfect off the field image that the tape made him a number two pick, or was it just the hype? Was just the hype the entire time because he elevated a Colorado program, which benefited greatly from the ready-made roster that basically made the jump from playing FCS football at Jackson State to, playing big boy football. And, 4-8, 13-12, whatever the record was the first season, whatever the combined record has been these last two seasons, it's definitely better than, 2-22, which is about what Colorado seemed to average in wins, since, I was going to say Rocket Ishmael. Rocket Ishmael was the one that, that ran that kickback that they called back for a penalty, and that probably shouldn't have been called a penalty. But, again, we are the armchair quarterbacks here, and we don't know, we got to say, but I don't know how much, how much weight it holds. Probably absolutely zero. Unless you're talking to Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, and then, in which case, you get all of your draft analysis from homeless people off of the streets. So, Jen is still with us, by the way. You see how that Diamondbacks Padres game finished? Tight game, 5-3. Diamondbacks scored 2 in the 8th to force extras. They play 9 and 10 scoreless, and then wheels kind of fell off there in the 11th inning, did it not?
Yeah.
What was our final in that one?
10-5.
10-5. San Diego Padres in 11 innings, by the way. So, man for man helps.
Put up a 5 spot in the top of the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we saw the Padres knock the ball all over the park. I think the first 5 hits of the game, we had 2 home runs, 2 triples, and a double. It was a while before we saw a single. In fact, the first time a guy got on first base was on a fielder's choice after their triple, where Jake McCarthy got thrown out at home plate. In fact, that was an inning that featured a caught stealing and a fielder's choice that took out a runner on third that had no business taking off of the plate on a sharply hit ground ball. But that's why some teams, lose a little bit more often than they win. And this year, one of those some teams is the Arizona Diamondbacks. All right, we're going to throw you a break. We will go back 90 years in history to talk about August 5th. Jen Rich is here. Daniel Ogden's in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as a dollar per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Cool. All right, welcome back, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America. The date was August 5th on this date in 1935. This is a fun one, folks. The Red Sox lose a controversial 10-2 decision to the Yankees at Fenway Park, which ends after five innings due to rain. With New York leading 8-2 in a downpour in the top of the fifth, the Sox make no attempt to retire the Yanks and hope the game will be called before the legal five innings. On the other hand, New York deliberately tries to make outs to speed up the action. In one instance, New York base runner Merrill Hoag stops a foot short of home plate and catcher Rick Farrell refuses to tag him. Eventually, Hoag steps on home plate and is credited with a steal of home. Happy August 5th birthdays. Back in 1937, the coach, Herb Brooks, Roman Gabriel, longtime Rams quarterback, 1940, Patrick Ewing, the frozen envelope, Georgetown / New York Knicks center, 1962, John Olerud, who, due to aneurysms, wore a helmet in the field, was born in 1968, and golfer Patrick Reed in 1990. Of course, you wouldn't be able to try to pull this kind of nonsense off today. You were able to do it back in 2007. Mike Hargrove definitely filibustered umpires to prevent Paul Byrd from finishing the 4 2/3 innings of no-hit baseball that he had thrown. And eventually the snow got so thick, the umpires called it. washes out the game altogether with two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Next time they play that game to make it up, they have to play it from the beginning. New rules would just dictate you pick up the game from where you left off. So it would have benefited Boston at all to not try to finish that inning. And that's all the time we got. You got anything to add quickly here, Jen?
I do not.
All right. For Daniel Ogden, for Jen Rich, I'm Jeff Rich. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.